Right, I'm in on my phone at the minute. I'm going to just do something with Facebook. Invert colours.
Okay, I turned on invert colours.
Thank you. Good old audio boo. Thingy. Right.
Judith.
No, I don't want... No, no.
He never sent you a message following in on the following dilemma and my studio. Search message from
right.
Status. What photo? Check in. Judith Pet. Instagram photo. Judith Pet. Lee Carnell. Stephen Lee Carnell commented on this. Lee Carnell feeling anxious. Yesterday at 10. Stephen Anderson. Danielle Cleave. Leanne Claude. Lynn Marno. People you may know. Melanie. Amanda. Melanie Maris shared a link. And Leanne Sayers and Russian Stan. Lucy A. Marsh. Fran Young. Sarah Lang. Amanda Clark. Stephen Andrew, Isabel, Sabrina McKaylee and Amanda Hall selected request messenger 1 notifications 15
minutes. How do I get right? Hang on, let me just pause this. Do I find this? Here we go.
And it doesn't sound so good without the rest, but just to isolate it, this is how the main Klaxon went, as far as I can remember.
Whoa! Oh my god!
God.
Apart from it, that is. Wow! Apart from. Whoa, and even the. Yeah, has it stopped? Apart from what he needs
Wait. At least three more claxons, probably loads, but I didn't know where they all were, so. But three more sort of sounds that I remember hearing. And all mixed in together along with the bell, which I think was somewhere in the main corridor or in the front hall.
It was in the front hall.
So try and put them together and you get something a little bit like this.
Oh my god! My god! He has totally recreated that. That is what I was trying to tell Sam Edmonds about. The bell's a little bit high.
Is it?
Yeah, it used to be in C minor, like...
dressing gown or sleeves, anyway. And then, after the fire, or in most cases, the practice was over, they had to reset the damn thing. While they were doing that, as far as I remember, it used to make a noise a little bit like this.
Yes, it did! That is cool. It was a bit faster. Ooh-wee, but it's just the right thing.
Alright.
I'm sure it was continuous to believe,
yeah.
It was.
We used to do that as well, yeah.
There you are, folks. That is my recollections of the mouse football final.
Oh.
And enjoyed it.
See you, man.
Sleep well.
My God, guys, that, for those who didn't go to that school, I was trying to explain this to Sam Edmonds a while ago, that is the hideous fire alarm.
He's just doing a bit,
wasn't it? Oh, dear. That is the hideous fire alarm that we were scared shitless of. I mean, that thing was just, ooh. The closest I can find that's closest to that,
pause recording,
and I'll pause the boo while I find it, is... something which I found on YouTube at Pickering Station. Now, I don't know if this is what I'm looking for, but I found a video on YouTube of a train that's going to come into the level crossing. And when the level crossing siren comes on, you'll hear it. And I think it's just like it. It's close on. It might not be close enough to it. I've got nice birdies. Yeah, this is the one. This is the one, I know it. Get ready. It's an old steam engine, this.
Yeah.
Now, the tone of this, the high note and the low note are wrong, but the low one that's going... that's the most accurate one of the two. There's two howlers. Oh, here it comes. The train's chuffing out. Get ready. This makes you jump, this, because you don't expect it. See, that's going, it's the lower one, it's going,
Yeah, the high note's too high, isn't it?
Yeah, the lowest one. You see the lowest going. That's the more accurate one. That is it.
Nearly.
It's the low one that is more accurate. The high ones go. It's too. Well, that's it. That's based on Tap to Mount's Fire Alarm.
Near as damn, isn't it?
It's as good as you'll get, I think.
Until we just heard the one from Peter Jones.
That was better. I mean, his one didn't do the thing. It was sliding up and down. But the idea of it, he got the tone dead on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the pitch right. The pitch was perfect.
Yeah.
But it's just not quite there, I don't think. He's close enough. We'll have to experiment with your thing and see what we can do.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that's going to be fun.
It is.
I wonder if you could do it with an OP1. Nah, wrong type of sounds.
I don't know, really.
A SID station wouldn't do it, because it hasn't got LFOs that'll do that.
No.
Because you need an LFO that ramps up and drops down. And you need to put some swing on it. It's quite a complicated little project. I love it. Sorry to those such as Graham Page who are now probably shitting themselves. But yeah, old time memories or what? For people like Sam, that is the hideous fire alarm that we all were so freaking shit scared of.
Pretty horrible.
It was a pretty horrible sound. I mean, bloody hell. Pete, you're a legend, man. You're a freaking legend, I'm telling you. Oh, man, I wish that I braved it and actually slammed the record button on my tape deck when it was going off and captured some.
Yeah, you could have reworked it.
We could have totally reworked it. We can only go on memories. The thing might actually still be there.
Rotting and feeling sorry for itself on some wall.
Well, it'll still be there, I would have thought, if it's still functional. We've got to go back to that place.
Break in and see if we can get going.
We've got to go to that place, because it's flats now, isn't it?
It will be there, then.
It's got to be there, unless they've ripped it out and changed it. I had a dream one time that they ripped it out and we got a chance to get hold of it. And me and you reconstructed it and got it working in this place.
Oh, my God.
It was only a few weeks ago I had that dream, funny enough.
Wow.
We got the board off it and everything. We got the main board and the whole, you know, the control panel we put. We basically reset it so we could use it. We got it working.
Wow.
And we were setting them up, like, we got all the klaxons from all over the place and we were, like, putting them up in pairs and setting them off in sets. Bloody hilarious. But it used to start off high and then it used to gradually come down in pitch. So it was going, sort of thing. But it would do it over a few cycles. It was really weird.
Did it do that?
Yeah, I remember it doing it. It might have just been how I heard it, but I vaguely remember it sort of starting off slightly. When it had been, once it had been set off, and it had run for a bit, and they stopped it, when they started it again, it carried on where it was. As if it hadn't been on for a while, it used to do it.
I can't say I've never noticed it coming down in pitch quite so much.
It used to do it a tiny bit. As it started up, it would start off, say, on B, and then gradually get down to the B flat where it settled.
Well, yeah.
I don't know why it did it, but it
sure it wasn't we shitting ourselves that much that it
I don't know, but I do remember it sort of fluctuating down ever so slightly.
Going down when we was walking down the stairs.
Oh God, because you used to get between two.
Yeah.
You'd be up.
Yeah.
You'd have the one at the bottom giving it all that high pitched hell, and then you'd have the one at the top going wow wow.
Yeah, yeah.
So and then you'd have the one at the girls end, and then there's one that used to go somewhere as well. I never did find that one, a really low one. And if you were stood between the entrance hall where the entrance hall was and the, you know, where the main box was, you got it from both sides plus what was upstairs. It was hell. That thing was hell.
Get your slippers on, get your dressing gown.
Oh yes, yes, I remember that. Oh, yes, I remember it well.
Bloody cold.
Oh, and I once went ass over tit down the fire escape.